With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. Students at a Flathead Valley School District are back in class. The district superintendent is also back in the building after he pleaded no contest to a corporal punishment charge involving a student. MTPR's Austin Amestoy reports.
Classes at the Helena Flats School District started Wednesday. The district's Board of Trustees voted unanimously in August to allow Superintendent Andy Maharis to return to work in person. Maharis initially pleaded not guilty to a misdemeanor assault charge last year after allegedly grabbing a 12-year-old student and pushing him against a locker. Following a plea agreement in July, Maharis paid a $285 fine and received a 6-month deferred sentence. Maharis, at a recent school board meeting, acknowledged challenges the school district has faced. He also outlined steps he said he'd taken to prevent future incidents.
I've taken and completed a conflict resolution course and have done some reading with regard to handling behavior in a different approach.
Several parents asked whether he would issue an apology. Maharis did not do so during the meeting. In an email to MTPR, school board member Keith Nelson said he felt Maharis' plea deal was made with the, quote, desire to do what is best for the school and the kids, end quote. Parents and teachers also spoke in support of Maharis' character. Board members said the district's principal will be handling student discipline moving forward. MTPR requested comment from the superintendent, but did not hear back by deadline. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amestoy.